Prime Minister has been grilled today about his broken election promise to establish a National Integrity Commission. Campaigning in the marginal seat of Bass in Tasmania, he faced a barrage of questions about the government's failure to even introduce a bill to create a federal corruption watchdog. Labor says it shows the Prime Minister can't be trusted to deliver on his promises. Isabel Rowe has more.
The marginal seat of Bass in Tasmania is hot property. Labor started its campaign there on Monday, and today the Prime Minister flew in with his pitch to voters.
This election is about a strong economy.
But that wasn't what the press pack had in mind.
Fund Integrity Commission, yeah. Are you committing to it? Yeah. Is it a
priority? You asked me about priorities, and I'll talk about what my priorities are. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Jobs and jobs. That's what
we're talking about, a National Integrity Commission. You are asking Australians to trust you and you haven't delivered on a promise about trust, about integrity. So how can Australians trust you when it's a broken promise, isn't it?
No, it's not.
But you promised you would establish one in the last term. You have not. That's a broken promise.
Scott Morrison flagged he would set up a corruption watchdog for the federal parliament in this press conference in December 2018.
On the establishment of a Commonwealth Integrity Commission. This is an exercise that we embarked on in January of this year. We haven't kicked up a lot of dust about this because we've just been working on it.
He put forward a draft exposure bill and called for submissions from the public, but it was widely panned by legal experts as ineffective. Scott Morrison is blaming the opposition for stopping it going further.
We put forward our proposal in detailed legislation, and it has not been supported by the Labor Party.
Former ICAC Assistant Commissioner for New South Wales, Anthony Whealy, QC, says the Coalition's proposed model for a corruption watchdog would barely be able to investigate corruption at all.
The government's model is the weakest by far of all the models that either exist or are proposed in Australia. First of all, the definition of corrupt conduct is very narrow. It's just a list of specific criminal offences. If the government's definition of corrupt conduct was adopted, we couldn't have an examination of the sports rorts scandal or the car park rorts scandal. There are no provision for whistleblowers to make complaints, and there would be no public hearings ever and no reports of a public nature.
And he doesn't buy Scott Morrison's argument that he needs Labor's support before he introduces the legislation.
With respect, that is really an unconvincing argument.
Is that an argument that has ever worked before? Governments often introduce bills.
No, they always introduce matters into Parliament. There's a debate, there's speeches, there's discussion, there's often amendments, and then the bill's either passed or rejected.
The Prime Minister has been clear he doesn't like the New South Wales version of an integrity commission. Investigations there have resulted in the resignation of three Liberal premiers, most recently Gladys Berejiklian.
I've lived with that in New South Wales. I've seen the lives destroyed by a commission such as that, which becomes a kangaroo court.
Gladys Berejiklian is now a managing director at Optus, while an investigation continues into whether she failed to report corrupt conduct because of her secret relationship with another MP. An Integrity Commission bill put forward by independent member for Indi, Helen Haynes, also failed to get up last year. Anthony Whealy, QC, says that bill and what Labor has proposed would allow for public hearings and reporting and has a wider definition of corruption. Labor leader Anthony Albanese thinks the Morrison government is scared of what an Integrity Commission would find.
The reason why this Prime Minister doesn't want an anti-corruption commission is sitting on his front bench.
Meanwhile, while campaigning in Cessnock in regional New South Wales, Anthony Albanese was also asked about his refugee policy, giving this answer.
We'll turn boats back. Turning boats back means that you don't need offshore detention.
The Coalition seized on the soundbite as a backflip on policy, claiming it would encourage people smugglers. Later, the Labor camp clarified its position, reiterating support for offshore detention centres.
Isabel Rowe reporting.